It's 8:50. Remember, a flood warning is still in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties until 10 o'clock this morning. It's 52 degrees on Friends Plaza, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today in a light volume trade. Terminals are called steady to untested in very light volume tests. Top prices are seen from $39 to $40. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, March 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 14,410. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $59, the weighted average $57.08, a loss of 32 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.75 to $49.10, the weighted average $45.78. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,982. The base price range was $51 to $61.50. The weighted average was $57.22, a gain of 3 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.83 to $47.32, and the weighted average was $45.59.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You can receive the pre-opening market report by podcast directly to your computer. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the red podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple instructions and you'll never miss a pre-opening market report again. And while there, you can also subscribe to the opening market report, the closing market report, and our flagship show, Commodity Week. AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. It's your marketing advantage. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And again this morning, as we talked about yesterday, problems are with wetness. In South America, there's going to be some more rain in Argentina, so that will continue to slow the maturation and harvest progress of some of the crops. Lately, the rain has been most significant in southern portions of Argentina, and that will continue to be the concern area. So that country is having some problems. On the other hand, dry weather, or generally dry weather, is prevailing across Brazil, ideal for harvest operations. So Brazil having a good harvest, Argentina not so good. Now back to the United States. And as we told you yesterday, there'd probably be some heavy rain across northern Missouri, central Illinois, central into northern Indiana, and much of Ohio. And that indeed is panning out. We already have several counties under flood warnings, a lot of standing water, a lot of rivers that are starting to get out of their banks in that area, and rain continues to fall. And those areas from northern Missouri to Ohio will continue to get rain today. Farther to the south, amounts will be a bit lighter as the showers will be a little less frequent, but there will still be some rain. And north of I-80, rainfall over the next 24 hours is not expected to be very heavy. But right through the heart of much of the Midwest Corn Belt, there's still a lot of rain coming. Now, to the northwest into Iowa, it appears that over the next several days, rain will be moving in there too. So basically, the entire Corn Belt is going to get significant rainfall over the next week. And then once we get to later next week, some cooler air is going to push into the northern plains. Warmer air will be surging northward into the eastern Ohio Valley and eastern Midwest. We'll be on the dividing line between that with a southwest flow aloft. That'll tap more moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. Bottom line, over the next 10 days or so, I don't see an end to the wet bias here. We're not going to have continuous rain, and we may even get a couple of days with no rain at all. But when you look at the next 10 days as a whole, we're going to stay on the wet side. And concerns are going to be with flooding, not with drought. And concerns are going to be starting to increase about when will this ever end, and we don't have the exact end date of this yet. So that will pose some concerns heading toward planting season. And I've been seeing right along the good news from all this is it appears that there at least will be plenty of subsoil moisture for crops to work with if it does turn dry in the middle of the season. Now, the rains here are not just here. They're also in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. It's been a long time since I've talked about too much rain falling in West Texas, but that's exactly what's happening. Some places getting an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain lately, and it looks like a swath of heavy rain over the next several days from West Texas and western Oklahoma on into western and northern Kansas and a good portion of the Nebraska growing areas. Eastern Colorado, many areas getting under an inch, but still significant rain there. Basically, the entire hard red winter wheat belt is going to get rain. So, again, no problems from dryness there with the crops coming out of dormancy and growing. Any problems we're going to have over the next month will be due to too much water. About the only places not getting really soaked right now are the Delta and Southeast. They'll get some showers, but more timely, and that's favorable for planting down there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 487 and a quarter, up a quarter last trade, up a quarter. July, 488 and three quarters, down one and a half last trade, down three quarters. May wheat in Chicago opened at 468, up one, last trade up one. July, 481, up a half, last trade up a quarter. May corn opened at 410, up a half, last trade up one and a quarter. July, 421 and a half, up a half, last trade up one and a quarter. December, 409 and three quarters, up a quarter, last trade up a half. Next July, the 2008 version, 427 and a quarter, down three quarters, last trade up two. May beans open at 771, down three quarters, last trade down a quarter. July, 787, down one, last trade down three. Novies, 814, down one and a quarter, last trade down a half. May soybean meal open at 223.30, down a dollar, last trade down 40. May soybean oil open at 31.33, up five, last trade up 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave.
I have a few general questions for you, but before we get to those, just your estimate of what the market will do in the next week. Do you think just sort of a quiet sideways market, or is there a pop in here somewhere?
Well, all indications are right now, of course, this is all subject to change, is it's going to be a quiet market. People are probably, people that have already decided what they want to do have probably placed their bets already. That's not to say we couldn't have a few rallies to the up end. Pressure to the downside in the next week, but all in all, I would look for it to be rather quiet and subdued trading, anticipating next week's report.
We're beginning to get some numbers out of the South, which are suggesting how many corn acres are planted as a percentage. The question I have for you, Steve, is a percentage of what?
Well, that's a very good question, and I've been asking that all week. We was reported last Monday that Texas was 46% planted versus 29%. Now, what's the 46% acres? And that's a question that I have no answer to, and I guess that's what we're looking towards next Friday's report for.
It sure is a question. And that report, you know, the planting intentions report, we have been beating up these numbers for the last 3 months. And I wonder if that grain stocks report might actually ultimately become more important.
Well, I totally agree, and I've been saying that here in the office, and I think I've got two or three of the other brokers starting to agree with me a little bit that, you know, and again, next Friday, the acreage report is still in tensions, and Mother Nature is ultimately going to tell us how many acres we wind up planting. We're hearing now that a lot of farmers, believe this or not, are a little bit disappointed in that their wheat crop looks so good. This moisture, it's coming out of dormancy and looks really great. I think several of them were hoping that it didn't look so good so they could tear it up and plant corn. Now that's beginning to change a little bit too. So like you said, we've hashed and rehashed these acres. They'll be what they be, but I think we need to see if the demand, particularly for corn in this last quarter, has kept up with this $4 corn, or is it starting to slow down some potential demand that we may be seeing?
Do you think that if planting intentions goes in such a way that these futures falls 30, 40 cents during planting season, that producers will take another look at beans?
I think more important, again, in my personal opinion, it'll be more weather-related. 30-cent drop from where we're at now, that's still an awful good price, and prices they haven't seen for a long time. So some areas, you know, they've already committed. They've got their anhydrous on, they've got their seed corn bought, and most seed corn companies, I understand, this year have a no-refund policy. If you buy it, you've got it. So all those things lead to, you know, probably what they're planning on doing will be where they stay. Now, if the weather is really good, it dries out, and we get a really good, I think they'll add acres if they can get the resources to do that.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.